The anthropic principle gives one possible answer to the question of why the extra dimensions of string theory curled up. Two space dimensions do not seem to be enough to allow for the development of complicated beings like us. For example, two-dimensional animals living on a circle, the surface of a two-dimensional Earth, would have to climb over each other in order to get past each other. And if a two-dimensional creature ate something it could not digest completely, it would have to bring up the remains the same way it swallowed them. Because if there were a passage right through its body, it would divide the creature into two separate halves. Our two-dimensional being would fall apart. Similarly, it is difficult to see how there could be any circulation of the blood in a two-dimensional creature. There would also be problems with more than three space dimensions. The gravitational force between two bodies would decrease more rapidly with distance than it does in three dimensions. In three dimensions, the gravitational force drops to 1/4 as you double the distance. In four dimensions, it would drop to 1/8. In five dimensions, 1/16, and so on. The significance of this is that the orbits of planets, like the Earth around the Sun, would be unstable. The least disturbance from a circular orbit, such as would be caused by the gravitational attraction of other planets, would result in the Earth spiraling away from or into the Sun. We would either freeze or be burned up. In fact, the same behavior of gravity with distance in more than three space dimensions means that the Sun would not be able to exist in a stable state, with pressure balancing gravity. The Sun would either fall apart or collapse to form a black hole. In either case, it would not be of much use as a source of heat and light for life on Earth. On a smaller scale, the electrical forces that cause the electrons to orbit around the nucleus in an atom would behave in the same way as gravitational forces. Thus, the electrons would either escape from the atom altogether or would spiral into the nucleus. In either case, there would be no atoms as we know them. It seems clear, then, that life, at least as we know it, can exist only in regions of space-time in which one time dimension and exactly three space dimensions are not curled up small. This would mean that we could appeal to the weak anthropic principle, provided we could show that string theory does at least allow there to be such regions of the universe. And it seems that, indeed, string theory does. There may well be other regions of the universe, or other universes, whatever that may mean, in which all the dimensions are curled up small, or in which more than four dimensions are nearly flat, but there would be no intelligent beings in such regions to observe the different number of effective dimensions. In addition to the question of dimensions, another problem with string theory is that there are at least five different theories, two open string and three different closed string theories, and millions of ways in which the extra dimensions predicted by string theory could be curled up. Why should just one string theory and one kind of curling up be picked out? For a time, there seemed no answer, and progress got bogged down. Then, starting in about 1994, people started discovering what are called dualities. Different string theories and different ways of curling up the extra dimensions could lead to the same results in four dimensions. Moreover, as well as particles which occupy a single point of space and strings which are lines, there were found to be other objects called p-brains, which occupy two-dimensional or higher-dimensional volumes in space.